Deus in auditorium meum intente. Domine ad adiuvantum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Why, wicked Herod, should you fear? With hostile dread the Christ who comes. He gives us heaven, his own realm, and lays no claim to earthly rule. The Magi came led by a star, sent forth by God to show the way. By light they sought their way to light, with incense they confessed him God. The Lamb of God came forth and touched the river Jordan's cleansing stream. To wash us clean he took away the sins for which he bore no guilt. At Cana, power fresh and new once made the jars of water blush. By his command new wine was poured, transformed from water at its source. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be, revealed to nations on this day. With God the Father ever blessed, and loving Spirit ever one. Amen. You cannot serve both God and Mammon. Hear this, all you peoples, give heed all who dwell in the world, men both high and low, rich and poor alike. My lips will speak words of wisdom, my heart is full of insight. I will turn my mind to a parable, with the harp I will solve my problem. Why should I fear in evil days the malice of the foes who surround me? Men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches. For no man can buy his own ransom or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of his soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end, nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that wise men and fools must both perish, and must leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age, though their name spread wide through the land. In his riches man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You cannot serve both God and Mammon. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, says the Lord. This is the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their ruler. With the morning their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich, when the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies. His glory does not follow him below. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise me for all my success. Yet he will go to join his fathers and will never see the light anymore. In his riches, man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, says the Lord. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain.
By nature we deserved God's wrath like the rest, but God is rich in mercy. Because of his great love for us, he brought us to life with Christ when we were dead in sin. By this favor you were saved. All peoples will be blessed in him, men and women of every race.
All peoples will be blessed in him, men and women of every race.
All nations will acclaim his glory,
men and women of every race.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
All peoples will be blessed in him, men and women of every race.
Lux te luce apparuisti Christe, cui magi munera offerunt. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et Cheenem ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae usa progenie in progenies dimensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles. Exudientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lux Dei Luce, apparuisti Christe, cui magi munera offerunt. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
United with all Christians in prayer and praise, we entreat the Lord.
Father, hear your children.
Help those who know not God but seek your presence in the shadows and projections of the human mind. Make them new persons in the light of Christ.
Father, hear your children.
Look with favor on all who adore you as the one true God and who await your coming in judgment on the last day. May they recognize your constant love for us.
Father, hear your children.
Remember all those on whom you bestow life, light, and all good things. Let them never be far from you.
Father, hear your children.
Watch over all travelers with angelic protection, and keep them from sudden and unforeseen death.
Father, hear your children.
You revealed your truth to the dead while they were on earth. Lead them to contemplate the beauty of your countenance.
Father, hear your children. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, whose only begotten Son has appeared in our very flesh, grant, we pray, that we may be inwardly transformed through him whom we recognize as outwardly like ourselves, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. Happy Epiphany Week. There is still time to register for our Malvern, Pennsylvania retreat. Come sing, come pray, and come celebrate the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul, January 24th to 26th. We have New Year discounts. Please visit singthehours.org/retreats to sign up today. God bless.